God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Proverbs 16:33 says, "The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord." Maybe you are good at playing Uno. Maybe you remember the old kids' card game where you're given, how many cards is it? I can't even remember now. You're given a certain number of cards, and all of them have different abilities, and you have a winner, whoever gets rid of all their cards first. And so if you say you're good at Uno, really what you're saying is you're a lucky person. Now, I know there may be some skill involved in the game, but to be good at a game like Uno is just to be good at luck. And really, what is that? You know, the fact of the matter is, as you look ahead at your day, you're going to look at it in one of three ways. Either luck has to win the day, or you have to win the day, or there is a God. And the question is, which of those three do you look at? Do you think, I've got to make it all happen? Do you think, well, I'm just lucky? Or do you think, wow, there is a God? Proverbs 16:33 is about the sovereignty of God. In fact, there are 9 verses, maybe 10 in Proverbs 16, that are about the fact that God rules, that God reigns, that God is sovereign. And that's kind of important to understand if you're going to negotiate the life that God would have you to live. Daniel of old, when faced with a challenge from Nebuchadnezzar, said, "King, there's no wise man, there's no magician in your kingdom that can interpret your dreams, but there is a God." And you know what? Throughout the Bible, both the Old Testament and the New, that's an ethic that you see over and again. There is a God. So think about your day. Think about the proposition of your day. I am going to, or this will happen. Okay, on the other side of that is God. I plan on doing this and so, but there is a God. Things are difficult, or things are good, but there is a God. The point is, don't count God out. Throughout the Bible, you have propositions like verse 33, where you have kind of two statements connected by the conjunction but. The lot is cast into the lap. That is, you can roll the dice, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. The old cliche is, man proposes, but God disposes. And the bottom line is, don't count God out. God is on the other side of whatever you can see. You know, I plan on doing thus and so, but there is a God. This problem seems insurmountable to me, but there is a God. Now, quite honestly, when it comes to things like eternity and the sovereignty of God, those are mind-blowing. And if you can think on those things and it doesn't hurt your head, then you're not really thinking about them, because I don't know that I can perfectly explain either. And I don't need to. From the perspective of Proverbs 16, the simple fact is that God is sovereign. So look, consider God. Consider God on the other side of whatever you can see. Proverbs 16 1 says it this way, "The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord." The next 9 verses, essentially all of them invoke God. From the Lord, but the Lord, unto the Lord. This is true, but don't count God out. In Proverbs chapter 20, verse 24, the Bible says, "Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way?" Oftentimes you come to a place in your life where you think, I don't even understand my own life. I don't even understand where I'm headed. Now, the truth is, if you look at the stories of any greatly successful people, generally what you find is some natural giftedness and a lot of hard work, and then what we would consider to be luck, some break they had that other people just as capable didn't have. Now look, I understand. You think, wow, it's just hard work and dumb luck, and really it's more dumb luck than hard work. When you see life that way, what you're missing is the whole picture, and that is there is a God. Proverbs 16 verse 9 says, "A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps." So look, don't count God out. In your preparations, don't count God out. The preparations of the heart and man, we make those, but don't count God out. It is from the Lord. What about your ways? What about the things that you're doing? "All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes," verse 2 says, "but the Lord weigheth the spirits." You may think you're doing the right thing, but what does God think? Consider God in your work. Verse 3 says, "Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established." If you're anxious, if you're confused, commit what you're doing to God, and your thoughts will become clear. They'll be established. So consider God in your work. Consider God in the wickedness you see around you. "The Lord hath made all things for himself," verse 4, "yea, even the wicked for the day of evil." Don't be discouraged when you think evil people are getting away with it. There is a God. Consider God in your success. Verse 5 says, "Everyone that is proud of heart is an abomination to the Lord." So, you know, this is one of the primary sins. It's the sin of the devil. And I'm never more like the devil than when I'm full of myself. When I succeed, don't count God out. What about your choices? Verse 6 says, by mercy and truth and iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. So when you consider two options, don't forget God. Consider God in your choices. Look, consider God in your enemies. Maybe you think, I have no enemies. Well, whatever comes to your mind when you think of the word enemy, if someone comes to mind, that will suffice. The Bible says in verse 7, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Are you at peace with your enemies? Are you having victory in your life, or are you subjugated by your own hatred? Look, consider God in your enemies. Ultimately, just consider God in your plans. Verses 1 and 9 and 33 all talk about the plans we make and the God that rules this universe. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. Don't count God out.